I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers stand ready to help in the fallout of Burkina Faso's latest attack. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman tells us,
Lord willing, we'll be able to reach out to our friends there in Burkina Faso and find out ways that we can better aid them and help them to remain strong in their faith in the middle of this horrible, horrible situation.
Terrorists attacked a village near the Mali border over the weekend, killing at least 130. While no group claimed responsibility, some government officials think it's the work of the Islamic State. Ask God to strengthen his followers in Burkina Faso and give them grace.
The Bible says, you know, to pray for those who persecute us, even to love our enemies. Well, that's a little more difficult if your enemies have killed your family and have caused such destruction and trauma in your community.
And between now and December, the American Bible Society is releasing key findings from its annual State of the Bible report. Over 181 million Americans opened a Bible in the past year, reversing a previous decline. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministry says,
people clinging to God's word because that was the important thing. That's what did give them comfort. We saw individuals, families coming to Keys for Kids Ministries to want to dig deeper into the word. We saw a nearly 300% increase between the months of April, May, and June.
Keys for Kids Ministries provides Christian devotionals and other biblical resources for the next generation. They have age-appropriate material for both teens and kids under 12.
Jesus never said, just believe. He said, come and follow me. And in order to follow him, we have to know who he is. And in order to know who he is, we have to read his word.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.